The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
There sure seem to be more astronomical events to watch out for lately. The problem is, if you live in the city, light pollution makes it almost impossible to see that spectacular meteor shower, breathtaking northern lights, or the planetary alignment. The same sort of thing is happening in space. Only it's not light, but noise pollution. It turns out Elon's 1,800 or so Starlink satellites leak radio signals, which are drowning out the cosmos. Astronomers use radio frequencies to study the early universe. In the Australian outback, an array of radio telescopes detected over 112,000 examples of interference from Starlink satellites, creating a massive blind spot for astronomers. And tens of thousands more of these satellites are being launched as we speak. I know dick about satellites, and I highly doubt any malicious intent, but the solution doesn't appear to be particularly difficult. These birds just need better design and more shielding. That may make them a little more expensive, but I'm sure Elon and his customers have deep enough pockets. The alternative is we'll start to lose the ability to hear the cosmic dawn, the faint echoes of the first stars and galaxies to ever exist. Which reminds me, I have to tell the neighbor to turn down that damn stereo. I have a show to record. I'm Cal Coat. This hour, we revisit our monthly top 30 and scoop off the top 10. But we'll put a different spin on it and sub in some inside tracks from the more familiar albums. Starting with Club Tunsi by Arab-Danish project Amar 808, which brought us Aya Lila at number 10. Here's another great spin. Rekeb Alhamra featuring Brahim Riahi from World Beat Canada Radio.
نركب على حمراء نلحق التنوات يا ذيلي يا يا مسعود نركب على حمراء نلحق التنوات يا ذيلي يا يا مسعود يا سيدي يا يا مسعود
ركب الحمراء نلحق التل الحمران الحق التلمون يا ذيلي يا مصور يا سيدي يا مصور
From an album called This Love Is Forever, that is Fat Babs and End of War featuring Ja Lyle. That enters our chart at number 9. Amar 808 got things started with Rekeb Alhamra, another great track from Club Tunsi at number 10. At number 8, we have the new album from Ecuadorian-American El Hudi. It's called Así Es El Mundo, and this is Luz, the light from World Beat Canada Radio. Counting down the top 10 from our monthly chart. You can find yours at worldbeatinternational.com and on social media. Subscribe and get your copy straight to your inbox at worldbeatinternational.com. There's a great new sign up form. Our number 7 spot goes to Balthus with a release called Flesh and Soul. We have just received a new remix of a track called Lovin'. This is by Eric Hilton, one half of Thievery Corporation, and the Trust a Thief mix, straight ahead. I'm Kel Coat. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
famu jëm wax ju bon famu jugé le dëkk
Ibrafam has been releasing some tasty tracks on Kumbacha with his album Aduna, which hits our chart at number 6 with the track Sali. We just heard Yolele, which comes from Putumayo's Global Grooves compilation. As we check out more new material from the artists who made the top of our charts this month, Didjidoo spent the summer touring around the Mediterranean to compose the album Mediterraneo Tropical. At number 5. Making the rounds this hour as we keep time with the beat of the world, from the Mediterranean to Japan, and Shima at number 4 with Welcome to Shima Jima, the name of the album, and Maitake, a song about a mushroom, a magic mushroom, at number 4. At number 3, it is a new discovery, Nusantara Beat. They are an Indonesian band from Amsterdam who take their traditional folk music and rock it up a bit. Their self-titled album is due out on November 14th. Here is Nusantara Beat with Tamat, another debut for you from World Beat Canada Radio.